A question that came up recently was that somebody had sold an electric keyboard or an organ on eBay, and the purchaser wanted to come and collect the item on Shabbat. And the person asked me, was he allowed to let the buyer come into his house on Shabbat and take the keyboard away with him? So obviously he wasn't going to actually hand him the item because it was Muktzah, but he wanted to know if he could just let the person come in and collect it. So the answer to this question seems to be in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Kaf Hei Sif Aleph, where the Mechaber says that if on Shabbat a Nochri comes into your chatzer, meaning into your house or courtyard or into your front garden, then you're allowed to place food in front of them to eat. And if they end up taking some of it away with them, then you don't need to worry. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machloket in the Achronim, whether you're allowed to actually give them the food directly to the Nochri, or whether you have to directly, a davka, put it down in front of them for them to pick up. And he paskens leniently, like the Eliyahu Rabbah, that you can actually give them the food directly. But then the Mechaber says that the din is different if it's something which isn't usually consumed on the premises. In that case, you're not allowed to direct them to it and let them take it out of your house or rishut. Why not? That's a machloket between the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchot Shabbat and the Beit Yosef in Siman Reish Mem Vav. According to the Rambam, it's because of a Maris Ayin concern that people might think that you've engaged in Mekach u'Mimkar on Shabbat. That is, that you've engaged in commerce and sold the Nochri, whatever it is that they're carrying out. And according to the Beit Yosef, it's also because of a Maris Ayin concern, but a concern that it might look like you've instructed the Nochri to carry something from one Rashut to another. And clearly there's enough kamina between these two explanations in the case where there's an Eruv around the property. According to the Rambam, it would still be a problem, whereas according to the Beit Yosef, it would be okay. In any event, a keyboard's not something which is usually consumed on the premises, I guess unless the buyer's got a very strong set of teeth. So it seems that you can't let the Nochri come into your house to take it away on Shabbat. And the Shulchan Aruch says that even if the item belongs to the Nochri, you can't let him take it away on Shabbat from your house because of the concerns that we've already mentioned. But we also need to mention the Mishnah Berurah here, because he bases himself on the Tur, who has a slightly different formulation of the text, and says that the issur of letting the Nochri take something that he already owns applies only if the Nochri is standing outside the Jew's Rashut and then reaches in to take it. But if he's standing inside the Rashut and just takes the item outside with him, then it's permissible. So here, there could be grounds to allow the Nochri to take the keyboard. He's not going to lean through the window and take the item. He's going to come into the house and get it. But actually, this isn't a solution in our case, because the keyboard doesn't yet belong to him. When you buy something on eBay and you go and collect it, you don't usually pay for it in collection when you've actually seen the item. And possibly, even if you've paid online already, it might be that legally it's not yours yet until you take possession of it. So in this case, the keyboard belongs to the Jew. And saying that by the time the Nochri actually takes it off the property, then it belongs to him, because he's left the cash on the windowsill or made a bank transfer on his phone or something like that, that's also not going to help us, because there's an issur of mekach u'mimkar and receiving schar Shabbat. So you're not allowed to do that. So my answer to the person was that he would have to tell the Nochri that it isn't convenient for him to collect it on Saturday, and they'd have to make a different arrangement. Adkan.